Okay, hello everyone. For the most part, the lecture I'm about to present concerns the healing powers of extracts which can be produced from the cannabis hemp plant, a harmless and very useful farm crop which was illegally outlawed with the use of deceptions and lies during the early 1900s. To rectify this situation, I believe that it is essential for the public to understand why and how this all came about. Therefore, this lecture will be dedicated to exposing the truth concerning the reason we have been deprived from the use of a plant which is actually so beneficial to our existence. I'm here today to inform everyone possible about the greatest crime which has ever been committed against mankind. And sadly, this travesty has been perpetrated by the richest and most powerful among us to ensure that we will continue to suffer and die under their domination, which has thus far enabled the rich elite to maintain control over our existence so they might profit and gain more power from our suffering and misery. When one looks into this subject, it quickly becomes more than clear that throughout written history, we have never really grasped the meaning of what it truly is to be free. Since it's a very well-documented fact that for thousands of years, we have always allowed ourselves to be controlled by the wants and needs of those who are rich and powerful, even when the destruction their actions were causing would be deemed to be needless and irrational by most of us who tend to think in a somewhat more sensible manner. If those in control of large industries actually had any real care or concern about the damage they are causing, our Earth would not have become so toxic that it now threatens our very existence. But unfortunately, this is now truly the case, even though all of this needless destruction could easily have been avoided with the use of common sense and a plant which I consider to be our greatest gift from nature. Instead, we have allowed those in positions of power to pollute our Earth with toxins and poisons produced from major industries under their control, which have a very detrimental effect on the health and well-being of us all. Since we as humans are not designed to exist in the poisoned environment we have allowed the rich and powerful to create, the effects from all these different toxins are now compromising the immune systems of people everywhere, and the number of those being diagnosed with diseases such as cancer are now escalating at a very alarming rate. How could we have prevented this from taking place? The answer is very simple, and it revolves around the proper use of the cannabis hemp plant to provide us with the essentials we require to exist and prosper. For in reality, practically everything we use in our day-to-day lives can be produced from the cannabis plant in an earth-friendly, non-toxic manner. The public needs to begin to understand that the cannabis hemp plant is actually man's best friend. And the only reason its free growing and use was ever made illegal was to satisfy the greed-based destructive plans the rich elite have forced upon us. The cannabis plant has never posed a danger to the public in any way. But its free use would have been a major threat to many huge and harmful industries controlled by the mega rich, the toxins from which are now increasing our death rates on a continuous basis. I really do not have the time here today to describe all the corruption that has taken place, which still prevents us from freely using this plant in any way we choose. But we must all come to realize that any laws or restrictions which were created with the use of lies and deceptions are by their very nature a crime against us all. Therefore, to ensure the natural right of everyone to employ the use of cannabis to help deal with their medical issues and to prevent further suffering, I am demanding that governments who have allowed themselves to be coerced into harming their citizens by enforcing false laws, which in reality should not even exist, to immediately repeal all laws and restrictions they have in place which prevents any of their citizens from freely using the cannabis plant to fulfill their medical requirements. No government or anyone else ever had the right to outlaw this plant's use in the first place, especially for medicinal purposes. So why should we allow this injustice to continue when there are currently so many in dire need of the life-saving medications this harmless healing plant can provide? There is also the issue of all the other benefits that the free use of cannabis can bring to our society and the impact it would have in allowing us all to have a much better way of life. In reality, we as humans all have the natural right to grow and use this plant in any way which would be to our benefit. And no one actually has a legitimate right to interfere or prevent us from doing so. Throughout the last 5,000 years of documented medicinal use, cannabis has never harmed anyone, and not one death has ever been recorded from its effects. Since this plant can produce medicinal extracts which are completely non-addictive and harmless in nature, and they also possess healing powers that are truly beyond compare, don't you think it's about time that those of us who wish to use this natural medication to cure or control our illnesses and to even prevent medical problems from occurring be granted our natural God-given right to do so? Governments of today often use terms like decriminalization and legalization as being their solution to enable the use of cannabis in medicine, in the hope of keeping the public confused and making it appear as if they are actually doing something to help their people. But in reality, both of these terms they are using still come with many restrictions and regulations, which in truth, no government actually even has the right to enforce. This is nothing more than just another deception which governments are choosing to use in the hope of misleading the public, and while doing so, make it sound as if their actions actually have at least some credibility. But these words they are using are nothing more than a smokescreen, which governments are employing in the hope of maintaining their positions and still allow them to have control over the use of a plant which has never presented a danger to anyone. Do our present governments not understand the words harmless and non-addictive? And do they not understand the fact that a plant with these qualities actually requires no regulation at all? I really do not believe that this is the case, but it does highlight the fact that those in authority seem to be somewhat slow in accepting reality. Or perhaps unseen forces, such as big money interests, are the real reason they are continuing to behave in such an irrational manner. But by now, many of us have become aware that it was corrupted government officials in the past who actually committed this atrocity. And since there is overwhelming evidence to that effect, why are governments of today still rejecting the simple truth when now they should be openly admitting that indeed these crimes were committed? For at least then, what they are telling us would sound somewhat more rational. We all make mistakes, and mistakes can be forgiven. But if these governments try to allow this insanity to continue with all of the evidence which currently exists standing against them, I believe that they will discover that they have committed political suicide for refusing to react to the needs of their citizens. I think it's time for governments everywhere to finally come to the conclusion that the only way to appear legitimate in the eyes of the public is to freely admit that a great crime has been committed against their citizens. But now that those in authority have become aware of the horrible consequences to the health and well-being of their people, which the restriction of cannabis has caused, all laws and regulations against the growing and use of the cannabis plant should no longer exist. The cannabis hemp plant, with all the benefits it can bring to our civilization, truly belongs to us all. And if we finally unite as one and exercise our natural right as humans to freely grow and use this plant in any way we choose, who would dare to stand in our path? The only reason this deception has been allowed to continue on for so long concerns the fact that many of us still tend to believe much of the negative propaganda about cannabis, which the rich elite and our governments have used to deceive us. But I think the time has come for the truth to finally be exposed, and I believe that we have all endured more than enough misinformation about this subject from our governments and their rich masters who stand in the shadows. So we must all begin to demand an explanation from our governments as to why they have been unwilling to represent us properly. For it has now become more than clear that they have not been working in the best interests of their people. In a situation like this, it could only be said that in reality, we actually do not have real governments at all. Instead, it appears that many countries are being ruled by huge corrupted bureaucracies, which often seem in many ways to be nothing more than vast criminal organizations, which were designed to thrive on our pain and suffering. Any government which refuses to act in the best interests of their people is actually in breach of trust, and are obviously not doing the job for which they are being well paid to perform. So I believe that governments of this nature should simply step aside, since every minute that they remain in power will only cause more pain and suffering to those who are currently ill. I am not saying that we do not need governments, for without some type of organization of this nature, most countries would simply fall apart. But it is becoming more and more clear every day that what we actually require is simply honest individuals to represent us properly who are willing to perform this task with an open book policy to the public. No more corruption, no more deceptions, no more lies. Now I ask you, wouldn't this be much more in line with the needs of people everywhere? To many, this may sound like an impossible dream. But thanks to the cannabis hemp plant, we are on the verge of a whole new day in medicine, and a much different and better way of life can now be obtained with the proper use of this plant. In reality, we now have all the knowledge we require to create a much more healthy and sustainable existence. So what is preventing us from doing so? At this very moment, all that is stopping this from taking place at a much more accelerated pace is simply government red tape, which was designed to deceive and confuse. But let's not ignore the role being played by all those who have a vested interest in keeping cannabis illegal or highly regulated to meet their own hidden agendas. So should all of those who are currently ill continue to suffer on to ensure that the sick-minded agendas of a wealthy few who wish to make huge profits are accepted and given more importance by our governments than the health and well-being of their own citizens? I don't think so, and I do not believe that we should allow governments to continue to use excuses such as the agreements they have signed with the United Nations, for nonsense like this can no longer be accepted. In my opinion, the United Nations is controlled and corrupted to its very core. For if this was not so, then why would all of these well-educated and highly respected individuals who make up the United Nations go along with the outlawing and restriction of what is actually the most medicinal and otherwise useful plant on Earth? All of this took place many decades ago, and since that time, the UN has come up with even more regulations against cannabis to suit the needs of their rich masters, who prefer to remain hidden behind walls of respectability, which were erected to prevent the public from seeing who is really in control. Since it has now become perfectly clear to me and many others that the UN is actually little more than an elaborate front, which was put in place and controlled to enable the rich elite to gain even more power over people everywhere, I no longer have any respect at all for this organization. And I expect that there are countless others who actually feel no differently. But if anyone would like to question the statements I have made, simply look into who donated the 18 acres of extremely expensive land in the heart of New York City that the headquarters of the United Nations is located on. And then you should begin to realize exactly who is in control. The first responsibility of any government is the health and well-being of the people they are supposed to be serving. Agreements which have been signed with the United Nations or other organizations of this nature, which prevent the free use of cannabis, are just paper and ink that in reality have no right to even exist and should be entirely ignored. Most of us have come to realize the damage that money and power can cause if misused in illegal and harmful ways. But what often strikes me as being strange is the ease with which all of these different governments were able to outlaw a plant which had been grown and used to our advantage since agriculture first began in ancient times. In fact, there is even strong evidence to suggest that cannabis could very well have been man's first cultivated crop. So why did farmers not react when suddenly they were prohibited from utilizing a plant which had always been a staple of their existence? Most farmers who had grown and worked with cannabis must have realized that restricting the growing and use of what is probably the most useful plant on earth could only be regarded as being little more than insanity of the highest order. But since so few stood up to resist this atrocity, it appears that most people during the era in which this all took place simply turned their backs on reality and allowed their governments to impose these laws which actually have no validity or basis in fact to back them up. All this happened quite some time ago, but in this day and age, with all the positive evidence available which promotes this plant's free use, there is now no logical reason as to why we should continue to allow cannabis to remain prohibited any longer. We grew and used this plant for thousands of years with no regulations or laws of any kind to prevent us from doing so. And when we finally put cannabis to good medicinal use once more, we will find that most of our health problems and medical costs will simply disappear, and we will no longer be forced to use the dangerous and harmful medications and treatments which the pharmaceutical industry and our medical systems tend to employ. Of course, the big money interests which control the pharmaceutical industry, our mainstream media, and who also control most governments and practically everything else in our lives, will not be happy to see the days of domination over us come to an end. But if we are to progress as a species, this is what must take place. We can no longer allow our existence to be manipulated and ruled by individuals who have last names like Rothschild, Rockefeller, or Gates, etc. If you still have trouble accepting the fact that mega-rich individuals and families who possess great wealth are actually in control of most governments and just about everything else, I urge you to do a small amount of research to prove to yourself that what I am stating is more than true. Finding out for yourself is the best way for anyone to gain knowledge and determine what the truth really is. And once you take the time to perform this simple task, I believe, for the most part, you will then have to come to the realization that indeed our world is actually being controlled by very dark and sinister forces, which have bad intentions toward us all. But the free use of cannabis can bring an end to all the manipulation we have been forced to endure at the hands of the rich and powerful, and will allow us to put this world back on the right track. So I hope that you will join me and many others in this quest to awaken the masses, for the fate of your friends and loved ones now rests in your hands. If the changes which are needed are to come about, it will be ordinary people like us who will cause this to take place. Therefore, I am urging everyone who is aware of the danger we are in at present to band together and help bring an end to all this madness, which has caused so much needless death and destruction to not only the human race, but many other forms of life as well. Our children and coming generations need to exist in a much less toxic environment to remain healthy, and the extensive use of cannabis to fulfill our requirements is the only way to ensure that the human race will have a decent future. So let's finally get together and bring something about which will do the greatest good for mankind. And let us rid ourselves of all this corruption which has been preventing us from evolving into a way of life which would provide us with a much more sustainable and healthy existence. When we set the cannabis plant free once more, this in turn will bring much more freedom to us all. And I firmly believe that we as humans will then be able to evolve into something better than we currently are. Thank you so much for your time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay, now we gotta get on with the other. Okay, I'll get that.
So how did it all start with yourself? I believe there was a personal suffering of someone you loved.
With me, it all started as an injury, from an injury. And I went through the medical system. They had nothing to offer me. I went through 5 years of hell. And then I found these extracts, and the healing potential was just beyond belief. So I made it public knowledge. I felt that, we all have the right to heal ourselves and to know how to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your boldness. I mean, I believe you have been, you have personally grown in that process, because you are now so bold and firm to stand against the law enforcement or whatever, because I believe you might have some trouble with this topic.
Well, believe me, I used to be proud to call myself a Canadian one time. But after I seen the corruption in North America and the way these idiots who are running these countries, like the U.S. and Canada, the way they behave, as far as I'm concerned, they're nothing more than first-class criminals, and I am no longer proud to call myself a Canadian. And that's the reason I live in Europe now.
Right. Now, in the United States, there's one state now, or is it more where it's legal now to...
I'm not sure how many. There's 26 or 27. There's more and more states legalizing every day. But they're going about it in the wrong way. Turn the plant free. Yeah. Let everyone grow it. This is what it's about. Now, governments have no right to regulate this. It's time that the governments took their noses out of our business. And I mean, this is going on worldwide. And I consider the United States of America to be the most evil country on this planet.
Well, yeah. I think we in Germany, we have tough laws about this, and we have to go to Holland, maybe, to obtain
some... Don't go to Holland either. They're not getting good oil there.
Don't come back. I don't know. But when you want to make the oil, of course, first you need to have the plant, and it's probably hard to obtain. Where do you get it?
It's important that people understand the proper strains to grow this from, or to produce these extracts. You need the strong sedative indica strains that are usually over 20% THC. And the effect is, these strains will put you to sleep, because sleep and rest are part of the healing process. But I urge people, if you make an extract from a sativa strain, now sativa strains can be very energizing, and this has the wrong effect for someone that is suffering from a severe illness, because you want them sleeping and resting. So I tell people to avoid sativa extracts for ingesting. It's okay to use a sativa on your skin or psoriasis or skin cancer. That would be fine. But for internal use, the name of the game is extracts produced from indicas.
Okay, we have on this Congress also a lot of worries about the poisoning in the world, the chemtrails, and what you have.
Genetic modification. And
yeah, all this stuff. Do you have any experience with Morgellons or so? Does it help?
From what I've seen with the use of these extracts, if you have properly produced extracts, it's basically a cure-all. I used to mix the different extracts from 5 or 6 different strong indica strains together, because the healing qualities from one variety to another will vary. Some are better. Well, they're all good, it seems like, for treating cancer. Thank God for that. But some strains are better for killing pain. or for lowering ocular pressure for glaucoma patients, or for controlling blood sugar for diabetics. So they vary. But when you mix all these strains or these extracts together, then you get what I call and what history calls. History calls this plant a panacea, a cure-all. And that's what it is.
Thank you very much to make that clear, because we all live here with, okay, I'm not doing drugs, and hey, you all these potheads, but it has nothing to do with that, and the hemp plant.
This is not about getting high, although you can get high on this. It's really about getting healed. That's what it's about.
Yeah, right. And you said the plant is so precious because, I mean, you can make paper much cheaper than everything, because they grow, the plants grow much faster than trees, and you wouldn't have to cut all the trees for paper.
Well, we can put an end to starvation with this plant. And they always tell us, you know, the looming energy crisis, you know, we're running out of oil. Who cares? You know, we can produce our energy from cannabis. One little acre of hemp, 1 acre, that's nothing. Not much bigger than this room. You can grow enough cannabis in 1 acre to produce, with these new enzyme processes they use, you can produce 1,800 gallons of ethanol off of 1 little acre. That's enough to run your car, heat your home, and have a few hundred gallons left over to sell. We could all be energy independent, and that's the way it should be.
Unfortunately, I have to watch the watch, so we have to wrap it up. But I'm very grateful and for the eye-opening lecture you did, and for the personality. I really like you. You're so bold. Yeah, I mean, it's someone who is so strong standing against this. It has my admiration.
I'm not very big, but I'm very nasty.
Yeah. Okay. And we have your book in German. Just came out yesterday or something, or came here from the printer, and it's being sold on this booth over there. So, thank you very much, Rick Simpson. Thank you.
Now let's get together and change this world.